Welcome to Manifest the Big Stuff, a snapshot of my manifesting life, a podcast about my ongoing efforts to manifest really important areas of my life as I truly desire, so that we can do this together. Today's episode is all about finding joy and elation during a home plumbing disaster, about tinkering with just how much control outside circumstances need to have over your state of being. Today, I'm going to walk you through the dreadful circumstances that showed up, uninvited, of course, just as I was about to finish writing about my desire to write my next book from the new emotional perspective of joy and elation on my emotional reference chart. I'm also going to illustrate how I often find very useful questions by flipping complaints and sarcasm on their heads. It's an easy and powerful tip that you can use too. And you definitely don't want to miss it when I read you my journal entry, word for word, that transformed how I see and understand joy and elation. I'm Greg Kuhn, the Law of Attraction Science Guy. I'm the author of the life-changing Why Quantum Physicists book series, and of course, your host. I'm really excited to be sharing about being at such a high emotional perspective on my emotional reference chart, and thank you for accompanying me on this journey. Let's get it underway. Today's episode is all about the reality I'm manifesting from my newest emotional perspective, joy and elation, as I work my way up my emotional reference chart again, this time doing it to manifest my desire to write my next book. Now, as I just stated, I am currently at the emotional perspective of joy and elation. Seeing and understanding my next book from this emotional perspective is challenging enough. Wait a minute. Challenging? How is manifesting from joy and elation challenging? Funny you should ask. Joy and elation, they're not only incredibly positive, but at first glance, high energy as well. I started my latest journey up my emotional reference chart at the emotional perspective of worry and nervousness. So joy and elation is quite a jump. Now, fortunately, I wasn't coming to joy and elation straight from worry and nervousness. I came to joy and elation from the emotional perspective just before it, which was ease and power, but it wasn't so long ago that I was back there at worry and nervousness, not so long ago that I still don't have a visceral memory of it. But all of a sudden, that challenge, it went to 11, as in, this one goes to 11. Well, if you're not a fan of the movie Spinal Tap, the challenge suddenly became quite robust. In fact, it was a little like getting punched in the mouth. Here's what I'm talking about. Just as I was about to start writing about my next book from this new emotional perspective of joy and elation, we learned we had a large plumbing leak from both upstairs bathrooms, one that was going to require a lot of demolition to fix, right before my wife's entire family was coming to Louisville. And of course, it was going to be very expensive too. I did not want to put my writing session on hold though. I had too much momentum and I had been loving the results of my rising beliefs as I manifested a reality becoming steadily and obviously more aligned with my desire to manifest my next book. I reached out to my coach, Jeanette Ma, and I said, Jeanette, you're never going to guess the opportunity I've been given. I get to write about and discover my next book from the perspective of joy and elation. And I'm doing that as I'm learning that our house is going to get ripped up. And we're going to be paying a lot of money to the people that are doing it, because we just discovered a major plumbing emergency. But I still want to turn this into an opportunity somehow. And that's exactly how I approached my writing that day, as an opportunity. Now, here's the scene. My wife's whole family, her mother, her older sister, and her brother, along with their spouses, and my parents, were all coming to our home on Labor Day Sunday. I was getting ready to begin writing about my desire to write my next book from this new emotional perspective of joy and elation, when, bam, a large copper pipe serving three sinks in two upstairs bathrooms springs a leak. Because this pipe is located precariously between floor joists and runs above the ceiling of our den, the plumbers are going to have to rip out a lot of drywall to replace it. And it must be replaced. There's a lot of corrosion. I find out that it's going to be a big, expensive job. That scene I just described, historically, would call for me to be angry, not joyful and elated. And yeah, I felt angry about it. I got the old, why me, why now going. And I felt that blowing up or putting a pin in my writing routine in the service of exploring that toxic rabbit hole might be a very rational decision. I mean, who wouldn't be angry about these circumstances, I thought? And how can I find joy and elation here anyway? That's really where I was. So that's where I started. By asking those questions for real. What did I have to lose, I figured. If I can't figure out how to write about my desire from joy and elation during these circumstances, it won't make the situation any worse. So I made an earnest inquiry. And here's what happened. Here's how I turned this disaster into an opportunity to manifest a more aligned version of reality. How I turned a leaking pipe into manifesting fuel. Okay, I said to myself, I'm currently tasked with seeing and understanding my desire to write my next book from joy and elation. How do I find joy and elation during this disaster? Now, the first time I asked myself that question, it was almost entirely sarcastic. It was more complaint than question. But one thing I've learned to do in situations like this is take the sarcastic complaint and ask it literally. So, how do I find joy and elation during this disaster? How indeed? Now, that's a question worth exploring. First off, I acknowledged that the more positive the emotional perspective, the more intentional I have to be about letting those emotions' definitions speak to me naturally. By writing extemporaneously about how their definitions apply to me and my desire to write my next book, I answer, in free form the questions, what does my next book look like and feel like from this new emotional perspective? How do I and my desire exemplify it and embody it? What does it mean about me and who I am to see and understand my desire from this perspective? And I use the definitions liberally in my writing to guide me forward. Yet I also acknowledge that in the moment, interacting with whatever this earthly world is presenting me, the good, the bad, and everything in between. When it's bad, I'm supposed to feel joy and elation during this? Now, whatever this happens to be, running low on cash, feeling out of shape, my friend not calling me back, fighting with my wife. Here are the definitions of joy and elation, which I had written down on August 28th. Here's the definition of joy: the feeling produced by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. The expressions or exhibition of such feelings, a source or cause of delight. And the definition of elation is the state of high spirits, exultant, filled with or expressing great joy or triumph. Most words are going to have different definitions when you look them up. These emotions are no exception, reflecting how they can be used differently in different contexts. I pick out the definitions that speak to how I am employing the word right now, and I grab other adjacent definitions that sound interesting and might also apply. For example, one of the definitions of joy that I probably could have left off strictly in terms of how I'm applying it right now was a source or cause of delight. But I'm very glad I left it in, as I'll demonstrate momentarily. And for elation, I thought for a minute about including the definition pathological euphoria, being to a degree that is markedly abnormal. I thought about leaving that in because I don't think I'm normal. But in the end, I didn't think that definition truly fit, so I left it out. I started writing. I'm going to read to you what I wrote that day in my belief-raising journal, the journal I used to write my way up my emotional reference chart, one emotional perspective at a time. As stated, I write extemporaneously, spontaneously, in free form. I let my thoughts flow, and I have to write really quickly to jot them all down. In fact, my wife, Sean, told me last night that it looks like my hand's jerking around, like it has a mind of its own when I'm writing. And I said, that's because my hand's trying to keep up with my thoughts. As an aside, I'm going to publish my journal from my current use of my belief-raising process. Once I've published my next book, I'll share my journal documenting my latest trip up my emotional reference chart. On this day, which was August 30th, I started writing with the question, how can I feel joy and elation about anything, let alone my new book, when there is a plumber in my den right now calculating how much drywall they'll need to rip out and how many thousands it's going to cost? Before I began writing, I remembered an old saying used by boxers and football players. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And I chuckled and I thought, life hack. Start every plan with getting punched in the mouth. And luckily, I laughed. That's how mine got started today. As I drew my journal close, I was drawn to the definition of joy, which read, a source or cause of delight. Thank goodness I had included it, because it proved to be a very helpful new way to see and understand my reality from this new emotional perspective. Here's what I mean. Here's what I wrote that morning. You'll have to bear with me. I'm going to read straight from my journal. August 30th. A new day. Rain and sun. It doesn't diminish the opportunity today to be fully alive and present in each moment. To manifest a desire. To manifest my reality as I desire. To dare to love myself enough to intentionally manifest my reality. To accept myself enough to be fully present, meeting this earthly world in this moment and embracing what it offers me as a path to explore the reality I desire. I am fully capable and readily equipped to make this choice in each moment, all day. I may not be able to turn chicken shit, a busted pipe, into chicken salad, free-flowing, unimpeded time for me, but I can still make my own weather. I can be fully present and alive, taking control of the things I have control over, my attitude, my ideas, my actions, and my focus. I can make reality. I can manifest reality by making it apparent to my eyes and understanding as I desire. And I can see and understand my true desires for it with effort, persistence, and patience. I am tasked with manifesting from joy and elation, with joy and elation being my emotional perspective concerning my new book. Interesting that we have a leaking pipe in our house that most likely is going to require tearing up the ceiling to replace. Right as I'm at joy and elation. What is the unlock code here? What is my perspective of joy and elation that will manifest my reality differently? I do feel it. I do see and understand that joy is expressed and is expressing, and that through my book, I have such great opportunities to express it. I also understand that writing my book fills me with joy and elation. The act of manifesting my desire from my own mind and with my own hands both fills me with joy and allows me to express joy. It doesn't mean that I'm a walking joy factory, not necessarily, not when a plumber is on their way to our home. It does mean, however, that I have access at all times to a surefire method to experience joy and express joy, writing my book. In any moment, it's available. And I've traveled the path so successfully before. It makes me feel elated to have these avenues so readily available. In this way, the book is a vehicle, a conduit, a journey that is the true gift rather than the thing itself. What does my new book provide me? Give to me? Money? Fame? Professional advancement? more open doors, fans, attention, making me a sought-after entity? Could be all those things. Of course, many factors outside my control will weigh in at any given time and will influence such outcomes or results. They may all happen. They are all possible. None of them will surprise me, yet none of them are a sure thing either, because I'm not completely in control of any of them. Yet I am completely in control of writing, whether or not I write. I can write anytime I choose, for as long as I choose, as often as I choose, and I can write as much as I choose. I have a joy faucet that I can turn on anytime I choose. Anytime I decide, I can write. And writing fills me with joy and elation. The power and ease of my flow and my content, the relevance, the value, the insight, knowing how much people want to read it, knowing how much it will help people. When I write, I create joy and elation within me, way before anyone else reads it. Anytime I decide, I can write and also express joy. The joy writing manifests in me is expressed in writing. So I get to experience joy and express joy any and every time I write. What a great position to be in. Even if no one reads my book, a ridiculous hypothetical stated purely to prove a point, I will manifest straight up joy and elation simply by writing it. And I'll express joy and elation by writing too. I am coming out of the writing process enlivened, uplifted, and changed. Each moment is an opportunity to cultivate joy and elation, and to express it as well. Some moments are more challenging than others, but that's the only difference. Challenging and less challenging moments both present, in principle, the same opportunity. Each moment is an opportunity to cultivate joy and elation. Some moments are more challenging than others, but that's the only difference between them. In principle, they both present the same opportunity. When I sat down to write that day, I was creating my joy. I was the engine, using fuel that works well, my writing. Not only was my writing a means to an end, because it's how I will manifest my next book, it also provides me valuable and pleasing experiences in the moment. Now, what brought this new perspective into my reality? My journaling that day, August 30th? For sure, as I channeled the quantum field through it. And also, the plumbing disaster. With its unique contribution to my writing that day, our plumbing emergency also gets credit for this new reality I see and understand. A reality much more aligned with my desires for my new book. And now, my quantum tip. A brief, powerful tool that you can use in your life right now. Life is coming at you fast. As soon as you open your eyes each day, the day is presented to you in a nonstop stream of moments, whether you're ready for them or not, whether you want them or not. Each moment offering you the opportunity to manifest your reality more intentionally, vibrationally aligning yourself each day with those opportunities gives you the best chance of taking advantage of them. Thank you for taking this journey with me today. Whether or not this was your first time, please make sure it's not your last. And help me stay in contact with you about intentional manifesting by downloading your free copy of my life-changing foundational book called How Reversing 7 Words Can Change Your Life. And while you're there, you can also download a free copy of my emotional reference chart. My website is whyquantumphysicists.com. I will only ever use your email to share about manifesting. Until we meet up again, I hope you make the most of your time, and I'll do my best to do likewise. See you soon.